What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, November 21st, getting the start of a brand new week here, getting close to the end of the month. It is Thanksgiving week. And just to give you a little heads up, the Republic Broadcasting Network is going to be giving their overworked staff Thursday and Friday off. So it's a three-day week here for the broadcast, unless something really newsworthy happens, and we all hope that will not be the case. So, happy turkeys, and we'll talk about that on Wednesday. In fact, on Wednesday, during the call-in portion, I want to hear what you're all thankful for, because I'm struggling to create a list right now with all things going on here. All right, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to do news until it's time to open up the phone lines for your calls, comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. There has been a major earthquake over in Java. This is a province of Indonesia, and so far they're saying at least 160 people have died, but probably that number is going to grow. It was a magnitude 5.6 quake near the town of Cianjur in West Java. And the region is home to over 2.5 million people. They don't exactly have an earthquake building code there, so it's probably going to be really kind of bad, and we feel sorry for them. All I can say is I hope Anak Krakatau is not waking up here, because we all have heard the story of Krakatoa, or as the locals call it, Krakatau, and it was a huge volcanic eruption, and a new cone has been forming in the same location, which is called Anak Krakatau, meaning the son of Krakatau. And, I hope that's going to mind its mind its own business for a while again. Meanwhile, up in western New York, they are still dealing with massive snowfalls. We're talking, 6 feet or more. Cars are being buried. People are going around with their little fobs, pushing the button, waiting to hear that beep in the snow to tell them where their car is. And so all I can say is, gosh darn that human-caused global warming again. Joe Biden is all into this global warming thing, and the Biden administration and nearly 200 world governments agreed on Saturday to a plan that would have richer countries compensate poorer countries for damages allegedly caused by carbon emissions at the United Nations COP27. This is just another blanket for growing socialism. We're going to take money away from the people who've got it and spread it around and so forth and so on. We know this whole climate gate situation was a complete and total fraud. 41% of climate scientists are saying it's complete and utter nonsense here. All right, so as I mentioned earlier, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, the big turkey day, and President Biden, following a presidential transition, has pardoned actually two turkeys named Chocolate and Chip, and we're not out there with a joke saying there's no election of ballot stuffing or foul play. We're all, giggling here, and then he tried to interview one of the turkeys, and things kind of went downhill from there. Now, Nikki Haley is saying she's going to run against Donald Trump. She says she's never lost an election and she's not going to start now. Well, go ahead, Nikki, and we'll just sit back and watch what's going on. Now, I am really beginning to develop a new fondness for Bill Maher, who used to be ultra, ultra liberal, but he's clearly pulling back to the center. And he's really talking about important topics right now. In his latest episode of Club Random, he described Hunter Biden as a douchebag who was the perfect conduit to Joe Biden. And they were getting on to that infamous laptop that was out there. And now the media is finally saying, yeah, the laptop is real. This came from CBS News, and they're breaking the news that the rest of us all knew 2 years ago. The Hunter Biden laptop is authentic and not some product of Russian disinformation. And CBS obtained data from the Hunter Biden laptop through a source who said they provided it to the FBI under subpoena. And former Fox News chief intelligence correspondent Catherine Herridge reported on what was found during an independent forensic review that concluded there is no evidence that it is fake or has been tampered with. Now, little bit of a reminder here. 2 years ago, Donald Trump was being interviewed by CBS's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes and basically asked about the Hunter Biden laptop and said it should be covered by the media. Leslie Stahl said, well, it couldn't be verified here. And here we are 2 years later, and Donald Trump was right again. So I've got a new formula for dealing with the corporate media. Listen to what the independent media and Donald Trump are saying now, and that's what the corporate media will be saying in 2 years' time. Now, if you want to kick back and wait, that's your own business. But if you want to be a little bit more up to date, it's time to plug into the new phase of public communication here. And Bill Maher also got back on that same issue. He was pushing back against Sam Harris, who's trying to claim that news organizations can be forgiven for not looking at the Hunter Biden laptop because they didn't have the time to verify the story. Well, the corporate media really didn't bother with the verification when it came to the Steele dossier and accusations that Donald Trump had behaved badly in a Moscow hotel with a couple of hookers and so forth and so on. They ran with it. But the Hunter Biden laptop, oh, we were so busy, you know, bashing Trump, we just couldn't get around to looking at the laptop here. Now, a lot of stuff is happening over on Twitter. Kanye West is back on Twitter as of yesterday. He had been kicked off the platform back in October for violating Twitter's policies, which are starting to gel. And it's not going to be a total free speech platform. There's been a tremendous amount of pressure put on Elon Musk by our government, by corporations, by foreign governments to say, well, you can say what you want on Twitter, but we have the right to limit where it goes in the world. Well, that's not freedom of speech. That's permitted speech. That's just as bad here. Now, CBS News quit posting on Twitter, claiming there was uncertainty of Elon Musk's leadership. CBS, however, continues to use the Chinese surveillance app TikTok, a little bit of a double standard, and it took only 40 hours for CBS to turn around and say, well, we were just kidding. We're going to go ahead and put our stuff out there on Twitter. And Elon Musk, of course, trolled CBS News. And, you know, so Elon seems to be having a lot of fun despite all the pressures here. Now, Piers Morgan had a suggestion for all the crying liberals and the whiny wokists who have just, you know, all over Twitter screaming about, oh, how terrible it is. And Piers Morgan says, just leave. Nobody's forcing you to get on Twitter. Just if you don't like it, just leave. And apparently Whoopi Goldberg has done just that. She's canceled her account. And yeah, but see, the liberals, it's not a case of them not wanting to see what's on Twitter. They don't want anyone to see what's on Twitter. And, you know, they are really pushing for an end to true freedom of speech. I mean, they're at war with the Constitution. I'll have more about that later in the show here. Now, getting into some of the investigations that are going on, there is, of course, the revelation that the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. That means these big tech companies were not acting as private owners of a media platform. They were working as an instrument of the government, which means what they were doing was a violation of that First Amendment. And a federal judge ruled this morning that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer deposition in this lawsuit about the Biden administration and big tech, you know, trying to control what you see, read, and hear, and so forth. Kind of reminds me of the old Outer Limits, you know, we will control all that you see and hear. And a lot more fun in the Outer Limits than watching our government going here. Anyway, Judge Terry Doty of the Western District of Louisiana on Monday rejected a motion by attorneys for Psaki to block a court-ordered deposition and said there is public interest in determining whether First Amendment free speech rights have been suppressed. Well, yeah, they have. That's just absolutely. All right, over at Disney, they're going through a tumult. There has been a change of leadership. Disney has fired the CEO, Bob Chapek, and brought back a former CEO, and the stock is already going up. But it sort of underscores the fact that the woke culture, you know, really wrecked the Disney brand. And so they're trying to say, let's go back to just being an entertainment company, because that's where we make our money. Now, Jim Jordan is getting ready for a Republican-controlled House. He is out there saying that the Biden family influence peddling investigation must be a priority. And I certainly agree, especially with regards to Ukraine, because no matter what Zelensky asks for, Joe Biden is going, yes, sir, I will give this to you. I'll take all this money, $100+ billion, and, you know, you can do whatever you want with it here. interestingly enough, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced on Friday the appointment of a special counsel to oversee the alleged national security documents retained at Mar-a-Lago by former President Trump. And it looks like an attempt to end run the situation, because the Washington Post has already come on out admitting there was no signs of a nefarious effort by Trump to use these documents, that he kept them as mementos. And, you know, they weren't going anywhere. So, you know, Trump announces he's running for president. The Republicans take the House. And all of a sudden, there's a special counsel to go after Donald Trump. It's the, you know, everlasting witch hunt is out there on display. And what makes this really interesting is the special counsel appointed by Garland to investigate Trump is Jack Smith, who was a key figure in the Internal Revenue Service's targeting of conservative nonprofits, according to a 2014 report by Republicans on the House Oversight Committee. So he's coming in there with an obvious bias right there. And this is a little stunning, but, you know, given how political families can work, this is coming out of the Jerusalem Post, and it may be that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump were the source of the report to the FBI that there were classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Boy, I would hate to be celebrating Thanksgiving dinner with that family. Anyway, meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein gone, but definitely not forgotten, or maybe he's not really gone after all. We're going to see that. So Jeffrey Epstein, you know, molested underage girls, became very infamous, and, you know, of course, had all these celebrity guests he invited to his private island, including Prince Andrew, the brother of the current King of England, former President Bill Clinton, and the mysterious circumstances of Epstein's death continue to stir debate to this very day. Personally, I think he's probably down in the Cayman Islands playing canasta with Ken Lay. But a judge has now ordered the release of more court documents related to this Epstein case. And let's see, this is the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. And let's see. One of the John Doe's is Maxwell's former personal assistant, who's facing her own accusations as well. And anyway, the judge, Loretta Preska, determined on Friday that public interest outweighs privacy concerns, and that much of the purportedly sensitive information had already come to light during Maxwell's 2021 trial, and therefore ordered the release of the documents. Now, one of the names revealed is that of Tom Pritzker, billionaire executive chairman of Hyatt Hotels. He's also a cousin of the Democratic governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. Now, Tom Pritzker had fought to keep his name concealed, but Preska dismissed his reasoning, though his name did come up in a deposition. Okay, and let's see who else was out there. Some of the Jane Does have been released. And, yeah, it's all dribbling out bit by bit by bit. All righty, now let's get into politics and corruption. There's a great deal of stuff going on there. There's an article that came on out of Political Moonshine Substack, The Keystone of Corruption, Ukraine, the FTX Scandal, Private Bank, the National Bank of Ukraine, and Ihor Kolomoisky. And basically they're talking about how this FTX scandal is continuing to grow. There is more there than we already know. And basically, they're exposing it was a money laundering operation that was used to fund the stolen 2022 midterm elections, you know, for the Democrats. So, you know, if they can't cheat, they can't win here. Now, FTX's chief regulatory officer, Dan Freeberg, had a prior incident where he was tied to this online poker scandal. He once served as an attorney for a company that was a notorious online poker cheating scandal more than a decade ago, and was caught on tape allegedly aiding the perpetrators of the fraud. So, you know, crooked is as crooked does, I guess, here. All right, let's talk about election fraud. There's a lot going on. By the way, somebody sent me this Carrie Lake T-shirt, and they did not include their name, whoever it is. Thank you very much. I'm wearing it right now here on the radio show. And, yeah, it's Maricopa County, Arizona, may blow the lid off the election fraud. Now, right now, the government, both political parties, the corporate media, want to reassure you that our elections, unlike so many others around the world, like Brazil, are fair and honest, and you've got no need to question that whatsoever. Actually, we have a right under that First Amendment to question every single thing the government does, and you should, okay? Remember what George Carlin used to say? I never believe anything the government tells me. Good advice. Good advice here. Anyway, article coming out of Daily Caller, the Maricopa County's election dysfunction was more widespread than officials said. Now, they said, well, we had some problems, but it didn't affect the final outcome. But these election day tabulator and printer issues affected more Maricopa County voting centers than authorities had previously claimed, according to a memo by an attorney who observed the voting process. Now, on November 8th, the day of the elections, 11 of the roving attorneys tasked with observing election processes in the Republican National Committee's Election Integrity Program in Arizona collectively visited nearly 52% of the county's voting center. And the memo was written alleging that 72 of those 115 visited centers saw material problems with the tabulators not being able to tabulate ballots, resulting in substantial voter suppression. Okay. Now, the findings of the memo would indicate that tabulation and printer problems at Maricopa County voting centers were far more widespread than had previously been admitted. And, you know, what's interesting is all of that equipment was functioning perfectly the day before the election was held. So something happened in the dead of night with these machines. Okay. And, somebody made a very, very good point. If they can print serial numbers on our currency, why not on ballots to make tracking and verification easier? Because we know that, you know, ballots are being counterfeited and faked. Look at 2020, where Joe Biden's votes and Donald Trump's votes put together add to more than the total number of registered voters in the United States. So this whole mail-in balloting campaign, we got to put serial numbers on these things to make sure we're dealing with an authentic vote and not something that was cooked up in a print shop somewhere. Now, the Arizona Attorney General, actually the Assistant Attorney General, Jennifer Wright, who is with the Elections Integrity Unit, wrote a letter to the Maricopa County officials on Saturday demanding an accounting for the widespread ballot tabulation and ballot printer problems. And there are reports of ballots being commingled. There were reports of ballots being found in black duffel bags in at least one polling location, which were successfully run through the on-site tabulators. And it just goes on and on. And as a matter of fact, the Arizona state certification may be in jeopardy, okay, because the county board, has basically come up with a vote saying we need to hold off until we know what really happened to the election. And so they're going to delay certification. People running the elections have until November 28th to prove that everything was being done appropriately. What they'll probably do is run out the clock and say, well, you have to certify now. You've run out of time, so forth and so on here. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more election fraud after these few words. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about election fraud and how visible it is becoming in Maricopa County. And Maricopa County is actually becoming synonymous with election fraud. They're going to be years getting rid of that image here. So getting on back to the Arizona Assistant Attorney General, Jennifer Wright, she is saying she will not certify the election between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs until she gets answers to the questions about voting in Maricopa County. So, yeah, somebody finally with a spine is standing up to this horrible, horrible fraud here. Now, interestingly enough, let's see, over in the Colorado 3rd Congressional District seat race, Democratic challenger Adam Frisch has already conceded to Representative Lauren Boebert, and there was only a 550-vote gap, and would have been legitimate to call for a recount. But Adam basically said, no, I'm no recount necessary. I'm conceding here. And it may be that they were afraid that a recount might show up some problems with the election process in Colorado. Now, I think I've commented many, many times that I really get sick of the fact that we are in a permanent state of political campaigning and that I would really like to see a law or at least a tradition where campaigning is only allowed for the 3 months ahead of the election, and the rest of the time we can go on about our business and so forth and so on. But it is not to be. Fox News is reporting the 2024 Senate battle has already begun, and they're pointing out the electoral map does not favor the Democrats. Okay, now Democrats got a better result than expected on November 8th, probably through chicanery, but they're going to face tremendous headwinds come 2024. Democrats will be defending 23 of the 34 Senate seats up for grabs next cycle. Of their 23 seats up for election, 7 are in states won by former President Donald Trump in 2016 or 2020. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, let's get into COVID-19. It's still out there. It's still being politicized insanely. And last week, we reported on how the Biden administration was going to continue the state of emergency for COVID well into next year. Senator Rand Paul has said, no, it's time to bring this to an end. And in an op-ed he wrote back on the 17th, he said, we need to end this immediately, okay, and just get back to our normal life. Now, this is rather interesting here. A court has ordered the CDC to release data that apparently shows 18 million vaccine injuries in America. Okay, more than 18 million people were injured so badly by their first COVID shot, they had to go to the hospital. This is according to the CDC's own internal data, which a court just ordered the federal agency to release to a watchdog group. Okay, so again, they're covering up the evidence that these shots are bad for you, and there's no evidence that these shots are even good for you. Last week, we had the health minister of Italy saying there's no proof these shots work. And earlier than that, we had the people from Pfizer and Moderna saying they hadn't even tested these shots in terms of communicability. And yet we were all being told, get the shot. It will keep you from passing the disease along. They had no factual basis to make that claim at all. And we're going to see a war between the people who want the truth to come on out and those who think that, you know, you're better off being kept in the dark there. And there's an article out here. The European data is being purged from the U.S. vaccine adverse events reporting system so that the numbers will go down low. And basically, the cancer signal number was cut in half. The myocarditis dose 3 response signal disappeared. The spontaneous abortions and stillbirths were dropped outright. So, yeah, they're trying to cover up what the heck was going on. All righty. Now then, article coming out of Global Research, and it's touching on a topic that a lot of people have wondered, you know, if the pandemic was being used as a cover for euthanasia. Now, we know euthanasia is really big up in Canada right now. It's a very, very scary situation where the government says, well, we have decided that you have lived a useful life and, you know, we're going to give you a little shot here and a really spectacular funeral. but there were allegations of the elderly being deliberately killed in hospitals and care homes by the introduction of COVID patients. Okay. And we saw this here in the United States, you know, in several states. Where they were saying, why are you putting COVID patients in with these very vulnerable people? And it's a big, big, big scandal here. Now, the COVIDians are out there still trying to get you to wear a mask. They don't want you talking to each other. They want you to stay away. And, you know, it's really kind of weird because just 3 years ago, the only people who wore masks outside of a hospital were stick-up men, Klansmen, and those mumbling to themselves, former politicians, pushing the grocery carts around and asking for loose change here. And wearing masks outside of a surgical suite was illegal in many places, okay? And today you can walk into a bank wearing a mask and the state gets upset. We'll be right back.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, other medical issues here. And do you remember the Freedom Convoy up in Canada, where they just were not going to accept the lockdowns anymore, and they were driving their trucks all over, and they were being funded through GoFundMe, okay? And GoFundMe said, well, you know, we were suspicious that there was some wrongdoing and, you know, criminal activity, illicit means, and so forth and so on, and that allowed Justin Trudeau to say, well, just shut them all off. But an executive from GoFundMe said in testimony before a parliamentary committee, there is no evidence suggesting that any of the funds raised for the Freedom Convoy protests through the platform were illegal or acquired through criminal means. That means Justin Trudeau just shut him off just because he didn't like them. Okay? And that was a tremendous wrong done to those people. And, you know, maybe somebody's going to slap GoFundMe's wrist because they've cut off a lot of people, you know, including me. So, anyway. Now, getting on to the abortion issue, Doctors are now suing the FDA because it recently approved an abortion drug. And the doctors are saying this abortion drug can actually harm women, cause serious medical consequences, and pregnancy is not an illness. Okay, so they filed a lawsuit against the FDA for just putting out this approval, and it's really getting intense out there. Abortion activists are claiming that miscarriage puts women in danger because of the new ban on abortions, okay? They're making the claim that doctors are going to, like, decide not to intervene during a miscarriage because they could be considered performing an abortion. Well, again, propaganda, nothing to base it. If you look carefully at all the states' laws regarding abortion, there are provisions made for treating miscarriages. Okay, so again, they're out there with the hysteria saying, oh, the babies are going to die, the babies are going to die, okay? And looks like Senate Democrats are going to turn over the chairmanship of the Healthcare Committee to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has been leading the charge on healthcare issues from the party's leftward flank. So we'll be seeing from here a little bit. Let's get into the international news here. And, you know, it's been more than a year since Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Kabul. And, you know, I keep saying, what did you leave behind? I mean, you know, how much of this hardware did you give the Taliban? And the Defense Department is actually now admitting they don't know. They have no idea how much U.S.-funded military equipment was left in Afghanistan to be used by the Taliban. This is from a new report from a top government watchdog. And a previous Pentagon inspector report estimated that roughly $7.12 billion was still in the inventory of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. And when the central government in Kabul collapsed, a new assessment from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction revealed that the Pentagon has struggled for years with no accounting for the equipment that was sent over there. You know, it's not like they're spending their own money. They just, well, let's order some of these, send them over there, order some of those, and we'll let, they'll enjoy these. They'll send about a couple of dozen of these things here. And so, again, we don't know how bad that disaster was. What we all can agree on is it was a disaster, okay? And we may be looking at another one over in Ukraine. There's an interesting article out of the Gray Zone, and it's talking about that false flag attempt last week where, you know, a Russian-manufactured missile was fired into Poland by the Ukrainian troops. And Zelensky and the media were out there saying, oh, it's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia. Even after it became known the missile was fired by the Ukrainians, the corporate media kept referring to it as a Russian-made missile. Okay, to keep selling that dangerous lie. This lie could have triggered a third world war, a nuclear war. Okay, and they're out there playing, you know, with fire on this, you know, attempt to sell us on a new war. And wars are always sold with lies and false flags, okay? There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The Lusitania was, in fact, smuggling weapons to Great Britain. And Saddam Hussein did not have nuclear weapons. And there's more, you know, Assad gassing his own people, which never made any sense. You know, Gaddafi is gassing his own people. And they just go on and on. They lie and trick you into war, and they're trying to do it again. And it may not work. Now, the climate where the public would believe the government and the corporate media at face value, those days are gone. We are now a far more skeptical, discerning public, and it's showing. And there's an article that came out of UNS.com asking if Washington's dangerous Ukraine boondoggle is already starting to unravel. Because Zelensky, who urged NATO military action over that missile that landed in Poland, his credibility has been destroyed. And, you know, people aren't listening to him. They're looking at the specter of a world war and nuclear Armageddon. And they're saying, you know, I really would rather do something else. OK. Now, story coming on out of Russia today. Ukraine has shelled a radioactive waste storage facility. And they're basically at Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is being targeted. They're not targeting the active reactors, but they are targeting the radioactive waste storage pools. Now, that may not sound like it's a really big deal until you understand how those spent fuel rods have to be handled. They have to be kept in liquid coolant. They have to be kept separated from each other on racks, and they have to add boron to the water to try and suppress neutrons. Otherwise, there will be spontaneous nuclear fission, which will be a bad afternoon for pretty much everybody involved. And so Ukraine is shelling those, trying to create a new Chernobyl. And again, they are playing with fire. Now, Sweden is starting to come on out with information. Friday, they announced they had ended their formal investigation into the Nord Stream pipeline blast back on September 26. And to nobody's surprise, the investigation has concluded the natural gas leaks were the result of gross sabotage. Now, they're not pointing any fingers, but they found evidence of foreign objects and explosive residue on the remains of the pipeline. So, again, we knew that's what they were going to find all along here. Now, according to Viktor Bondarev, chairman of the Federation Council Committee on Defense and Security, Kiev does not actually have the forces and resources to attack Crimea and take it back over. And Zelensky is probably still hoping that he's going to get NATO to come on in and do the dirty work for him. But that's really beginning to fizzle. You know, most of those NATO nations, they don't want to get caught up in something that could go nuclear. And they are very wise to do that. Meanwhile, Russian attacks have crippled half of Ukraine's energy system. They're on the verge of knocking the whole system offline. And Putin came on out and said, you know, we really haven't started really pushing on Ukraine at this point. They're just, you know, nibbling away at the infrastructure, and there may be more to come here. Meanwhile, there have been videos of Ukrainian servicemen deliberately executing Russian prisoners of war. It's been floating all over social media. We're not talking about, you know, shooting in the bushes and everything like that. We're talking about captured Russians handcuffed on their knees, being shot in the side of the head. This is a war crime. Okay, this killing of captive soldiers is deliberate and methodical. It is illegal under all kinds of treaties and stuff. Now, over at NBC, just to show you how completely out of touch our corporate media is getting, NBC reporter Ben Collins suggested that Russia would have succeeded in its invasion of Ukraine without Twitter countering Russian propaganda. And, yeah. Boy, they're really out there. Okay, now, something, again, we all knew, and the government tried to pretend we didn't. It took 64 years for the U.S. government to admit to the 1953 coup that grabbed Iran. They overthrew the democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh and imposed the Shah of Iran in order to bring Iran into the U.S. sphere of influence. And they've been denying it and denying it, even though the CIA has tacitly admitted it before. But now it's officially acknowledged that, yes, the U.S. does like to topple foreign governments here. All right. Over in Saudi Arabia, it's a tough kind of country there. They've executed twice as many people in 2022 as it did last year, according to an Agence France-Presse tally. And it's a stunning rise in capital punishment. The latest execution was of a Jordanian national convicted of smuggling amphetamine tablets into the country. Well, that's certainly one way of dealing with the drug problem. So I don't think we should be too harsh on Saudi Arabia here. Meanwhile, the U.S. is deploying bombers in response to the North Korea missile test. They're flying around and making stink face at Korea. But it may be too late. Korea has nuclear technology. They've got long-range missiles. It's time to sort of reevaluate how we're going to deal with North Korea. And, you know, blustering and bullying is not going to work as a foreign policy there. Meanwhile, Turkey is launching airstrikes against the Kurds in Syria and in Iraq over a bombing that took place in Istanbul. So The bombs are flying here. Down in Brazil, the Brazilians are still protesting the stolen election. Good for the people of Brazil. They're not going to take that nonsense here. And, you know, Brazil is in political and democratic freefall because of these tweaked election results. And let's see. There we are. And it's an ugly situation. Now there's a situation where the government is trying to launch a program where the children of anybody protesting the election will be seized by the state for their own safety. Now, this is an attempt to coerce people to go back home, but Brazilians are resisting this move. And we could see a full-on revolution down there. Okay, let's see. All right, getting on to our military, recruitment has been down. Of course, who would sign up knowing that there's a war on the horizon? And the Army has lowered its standards for who is acceptable as a recruit, and they're really kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. So the Army now has a plan to take the overweight recruits and send them through an Army fat camp. In other words, we're going to get you slimmed down, then we're going to get you into basic training, and so they're having to go through that. Interestingly enough, okay, the APEC summit opened on Friday in Thailand. I remember when we had it in Honolulu. And Emmanuel Macron, in his speech, came on out saying, we need a single world order. So, yeah, they are really pushing that one world government, and it's going to be history's most intense dictatorship merely to survive the circumstances of its own creation. So that's my warning for you. All right, let's get into economic news. FTX apparently had a close relationship with the World Economic Forum. They were the favored crypto exchange of the Ukrainian government. We already knew that. And evidence is surfacing that it was a money laundering operation of the Democratic National Committee and the lockdown lobby. And interestingly enough, in going through the papers of FTX, they had this thing called pandemic planning. How are we going to make a buck off of scaring people to death about disease here? And FTX isn't the only one. There's another one out there called Tether, and they're saying it's not a real crypto because it has a central identifiable individual that everything goes through, which is not what crypto is supposed to be about. And Tether could be the world's crypto BCCI. Now, the Bank of Commerce, it's a huge, huge banking scandal. If you're really young, you probably need to look that up. Meanwhile, Grayscale, the asset manager running the world's largest Bitcoin fund, said in a statement it will not share its proof of reserves with customers. In other words, the customers are just being asked to trust us. We have the reserves to cover the Bitcoin transactions. And right now, their shares are trading at a 45% discount to Bitcoin. So here we go again. Somebody took a really good idea and said, whoa, we can put a scam together around this one and make lots and lots of money here. Jim Rickards, who's a best-selling financial author, is laying out the case why a huge crash is already a certainty within the next year. In a nutshell, broken supply chains have already caused big inflation. The Fed is raising rates to try and tamp it back down. On top of the perfect storm of inflation and supply problems, we have the recent meltdown of FTX. And Jim Rickards is saying you're not going to be able to put this back together. It's all coming apart. Now, a little bit of bad news. One of the largest U.S. railroad unions rejected a proposed wage deal earlier today. And it basically means there could be a strike crippling rail transportation just ahead of the holiday shopping season. We mentioned this last week, and I'm going to repeat my advice. Get your holiday shopping done now, because there may be a lot of empty shelves the closer we get to the visit from the jolly red-suited man here. So, yeah, it's getting bad there. All right. Nearly 25% of Americans currently face a risk of power blackouts this winter thanks to Biden's anti-fossil fuels policy. Remember, he shut down the Keystone XL. He was opposed to the Nord Stream 2 and wanted us all to, you know, heat our homes with cow patties, I guess. I don't know what his plan was here. But, yeah, we've been hearing about rolling blackouts all across Europe. They're going to be here in the United States of America, courtesy of Joe Biden. Okay. Meanwhile, Russia and China, in their energy trade between each other, are no longer going to go through the U.S. dollar. They're just going to go with their native currencies. That is a huge blow to international demand for the dollar. And without that international demand, there really isn't much propping up the U.S. dollar. Okay. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, here in Indiana, we had a seat flipped in our congressional District 5, which is not the one that I am in, but still, we have this Republican Congresswoman, Victoria Spartz. She's from right here in Indiana, and she is sounding the warning that this country is building socialism like she saw growing up in the Soviet Union. And she's out there saying we have to be very careful about this. She appeared on Fox and Friends and shared her experiences growing up in communist Ukraine, which was at that time part of the Soviet Union. And I've contacted her office and going to try and get her on the show here. I imagine she's very, very busy, but at least I made the attempt here. All right. The Biden administration is urging the Supreme Court to lift the block on student loan forgiveness program. And good luck. This lower court blocked the student loan forgiveness program on constitutional grounds. But word is that students that are deeply in debt are already getting contacted by the Biden administration to get ready to, you know, have the goodies here. Meanwhile, up in Germany, the head of their Federal Office for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief is warning citizens to prepare for short-term power outages, particularly in January and February, and that they should stockpile several crates of water and canned food. Now, okay, it's good advice, not just in Germany, pretty much everywhere. And a lot of people around here, you know, prepping is now in fashion. You know, when prepping first came on out, it was ridiculed and abused. Oh, these people, they don't trust the system and everything. And now, like a large portion of the population are into prepping, and they should be as well. All right, getting into immigration, there is this thermal drone video. It's all over the web right now. And it's showing this literally an army of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. at Eagle Pass, Texas. And they were just crossing onto private property under the cover of darkness. But, of course, the thermograph got them. Now, Texas is finally taking action. Governor Abbott has declared this is an invasion. And Texas is now preparing military tanks to go down to the southern border and basically scare the illegal immigrants into going back to where they came from, which would be a really good idea. Unfortunately, there's another development that's being reported over at CIS.org, where the next stage of Biden's migration agenda is to literally legalize border crossing for all. In other words, they want to get rid of any laws saying that you cannot walk into the United States uninvited. No requirements for you not smuggling drugs or carrying terrorist weapons or carrying a contagious disease. It's just a real open border, and they're going to just let them come on in. Okay, up in Oregon, they passed a new law to rigidly tighten the state's gun restrictions, and to nobody's surprise, the gun stores can't keep up with the business. The guns are just flying off the shelves. Everybody's arming up. We'll be back after station identification.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.